Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ferris Fane. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zovchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zovchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zovchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wertz. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton juggles the ball. That's an error on Hatton. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive towards first. Zovchin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Zobchin moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman moves to third. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zobchin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland moves to third. Bill Henry now pitching. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Strickland tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Avila reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. Wynn moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Avila moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Hoot Evers pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws to third. Rosen drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Rosen. Williams moves to second. 1 out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Zobchin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Henry, and towards Klaus, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Goodman, who tags Avila, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Bill Henry. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Hatton scores. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goodman moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Hurd now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Doby strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen strikes out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost pinch hits for Tom Hurd. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Klaus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Joost scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Don Mossy now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 4 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Zobchin strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 4 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jensen goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4 Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Faith Thronberry pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Faith Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.